Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE. It's time for a little extra segment today to talk with the San Juan Rotary Club about the club and some events that are coming up. I have two guests in the studio with me, of course. The president of San Juan Rotary, Jack Fortner, is here. Mr. Fortner, welcome back to KSJE.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Good to have you here. Also joining us here, Mike Lewis is here, the manager of the Four Corners Regional Airport. And Mike, it's good to have you back with us as well.
Good to see you again, Scott.
Thank you for being here. And so, Jack, let's start with you a little bit about San Juan Rotary. Rotary has a special place in my heart. My dad was a proud Rotarian for years and years and years and years, so place.
Well, let me be the first to invite you to join our Rotary.
Yes, sir. You know,
Rotary International is a service organization.
Right.
We have over a million members and 33,000 clubs located in every state, 200 countries. In fact, this past Saturday we had a meeting and an update of the fire in Maui. There are 9 clubs, Rotary clubs in Maui. Two of the presidents of those clubs lost their homes.
Wow.
And we're starting a GoFundMe.
Nice.
To help Rotarians there. But we're a service organization. We do a lot of things. Most recently, we host a Connie Mack team.
Right.
We're fortunate to host a New Mexico team. It was the Albuquerque team that came in, the Albuquerque Baseball Academy. That was very enjoyable. You know, we get to know the kids, their parents, and establish relationships. And since, from our perspective, it was other New Mexicans, it was very enjoyable.
Nice.
One of the things that's going on this weekend is the Bifly Annual Tournament. We're a sponsor of that. And if you're a fisherman, you can fish this weekend. And I know that it's Navajo Mission sponsors that also, but we're a supporter. And if you're a big fisherman, you ought to enter, go catch the biggest fish.
Right.
The banquet is Saturday night at the Wines of the San Juan. So we're always involved in things going on. We're a sponsor of the Guardian Initiatives.
That's right.
And one of the things we do is we sponsor the McCormick One School, One Book program. And the way we get the funding through that primarily is the fly-in, drive-in, dine-in. And that's why Mike Lewis is here. He and Gary Risley, I think, are co-chairmen, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about that.
All right, very good. That brings the airport into the conversation, of course. And Mike Lewis, talk to us about this event coming up September 23rd.
Well, we're getting excited about this event coming up. It actually is going to kick off on the 21st of September, on Thursday, as the old number 30 World War II cargo plane will be arriving at the airport and will be available for walkthrough tours as well as flight rides on the aircraft.
Nice.
If you remember, a couple of years ago we had a B-17 in here.
Right.
Both of these aircraft are from the Arizona Commemorative Air Force. And
they work to restore and fly these around.
That's
and
right.
Appear at
that's
events
right.
like this, right?
That's right. And what's interesting about the Commemorative Air Force is it's almost exclusively volunteers.
Right.
The mechanics, the pilots, all of the other crew members.
And how hard is it to keep a 70-year-old or 80 or 100-year-old airplane in the in the air?
Yeah, almost 100. It certainly is. It's expensive.
Yeah.
And again, these people are volunteering their time, and they charge a small amount to take a tour,
mm-hmm.
and they charge a small amount, or you know, a more significant amount to take a ride, and this all goes into the funds that they use to continue to be able to present these aircraft to for generations to come.
Right.
So,
And they're huge. I mean, they're impressive, I guess, is a word to describe them when you see them up close. I mean, it's one thing to see them flying around in the air, but to actually get to go inside and see them up close and just see how massive they are is really cool.
That's right. This aircraft, it served in World War II, but after the war, it was a corporate airplane.
Okay.
And flew around, and it's still configured in a semi-corporate, so it has couches in there. They're able to take 12 people for a ride at a time. And we'll be doing that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with the event, the fly-in, drive-in, dine-in event being in the middle of it on Saturday.
Right.
So we're really looking forward to this again. The Commemorative Air Force was very enthusiastic about the great support they had from Farmington when we had the airplane here before. So we're looking forward to everyone supporting us again by buying those seats and taking those tours and get it moving.
We're showing a poster on the screen for the video audience, but for radio audiences who can't see that, the rides are about, what, $195?
That's correct.
And you can book those online at flyinglegendstour.com. You can just go on and tour the plane, $5 a person or $10 a family. Right. Is the prices for that.
Right, and that's just walk up. That you know, you don't have to make an advance reservation for the tour.
Right.
And included in the cost is a pancake breakfast.
Yes.
Pancake breakfast by Heavy Burgers. And I also like to give a shout out to our new car dealers. They're from High Country, Chevrolet and Kia, Malloy and the Honda, and also Cliff Horse at Horse Nissan. They are also sponsoring, and they're each going to be bringing six new cars. And so we've got a lot of local community support and effort. I mean, we expect, what, 3,000 or 4,000 people?
Yeah, that's what we're looking at this time.
Very good. Again, the main event is the September 23rd, 8 to 2 at the airport,
right.
And that's with the breakfast and mm-hmm. everything else.
That's correct.
And what, $10 for adults will get you in the gate there at the airport, or $5 for kids 18 and under?
Right.
Is the price there, and you've got lots of other things going on too.
Sure do. We have another World War II airplane. It's called a Stearman PT-17. It's a biplane. It's all, the owner has three or four of these aircraft around the country, and he takes World War II vets for rides in the aircraft. So he will be contacting World War II vets. Now, as you know, the number of World War II vets is slowly decreasing.
Right.
So he's also moved up to Korean War vets and so forth and so on. So he will be flying during the show. Both of these aircraft have, 30s era radial engines. Very interesting to watch them.
Cool.
This biplane, every pilot in Canada and the U.S., whether they were Navy or Army, pretty much took their first flight lessons in this biplane. They built over 10,000 of them. So
wow.
It's pretty amazing to see that aircraft up there. We'll also have some military aircraft from a couple of military bases here in New Mexico. We have a active flight school, the Roadrunner Flight School. They'll
mm-hmm.
be doing some introductory rides for people who are interested in taking flight lessons. We have invited a lot of pilots to fly in. We've offered them golf packages, and we're going to do a poker run with the aircraft. They'll fly around the region and see if they can win a poker hand. The San Juan Radio Control Club will be there with a big display of all of their aircraft. And we've got on the ground, we have the Antique Power Club will be up with all of their equipment. We have other car clubs, four-wheel drive clubs, and as Jack mentioned, new car dealers.
Wow.
So there'll be plenty.
And you got room for all that up there, huh?
Well, it's going to be bigger than it was last time.
Okay.
And we've got a massive ramp, and we're actually converting some of the area that was prior to that a dirt area. We're going to fill it in. We're going to gravel it and make it so that we can use it for antique tractors and some of the other ground.
There you go.
Things. So, yeah, we've had to make it bigger to make it
nice.
Get it all in.
Very good. Well, it's a great opportunity to check out the airport, to check out all these different things that are coming in, and support the Rotary Club.
Yeah, right. We're the oldest Rotary Club here in San Juan County. We're very service-oriented. We're also in the middle of a membership drive. One of the things that affected everybody, but especially service clubs, was COVID.
Sure.
We couldn't meet. and in person, and we met virtually, and people got used to not coming, not appearing, drop membership. So we're in a membership drive. We're really seeking young businessmen and women. I've just invited you.
Right, thank you.
And I'll be glad to see you Tuesday at lunch, next Tuesday at lunch. I'll buy.
Well, now you're talking. And but Jack Fortner buys you lunch.
Yes,
you better show up.
You know,
but you meet every week, I think, right?
Every Tuesday. We meet at Hills Church.
Right.
It's just an hour. We always have someone interesting present some interesting topic. And
right.
So we'd, you know, in fact, one of these weeks, we'll actually ask you to present on KSJE and your history. You know, you, like you said, you have involvement in Rotary. You're a Paul Harris Fellow.
It's true.
And that's a big deal in Rotarians, awarded to community members who've had a great impact in our community, and you're one of those. And there's no reason why you, Scott, shouldn't become a member, invite your friends. And we're also, one of the things we're doing is we're starting to ask our members to invite their spouses, either become members or join us for lunch. My wife, County Commissioner Terry Fortner, she's a member. In fact, she's going to be recognized with Paul Harris Fellow this next week.
Nice.
So it's
well deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, and it's an honor for me too to have been awarded that as well. I believe Joyce Donald was behind all that, and so
yes.
You can't say much more about Joyce Donald than great lady.
Absolutely.
So.
She was the first female member of Rotary, of our San Juan Rotary, because for some reason it used to not allow female members. That's, you know, old and foolish.
Long time ago. Yeah,
long time
right.
ago. Right.
But now they're welcomed, I know.
Absolutely.
For sure. So wonderful. Well, gentlemen, I'm afraid we're out of time, but we definitely want to remind folks about this event at the airport. Again, the main event is September 23rd, but Mike, as you reminded us, some of the things will start a few days earlier than that.
Right, on the 21st.
The with the tours of the plane.
At about 11 a.m.
Okay, wonderful. And Jack, if folks would like more information about joining Rotary, can they reach out to you, or what's the best way to do that? I know you have a Facebook page.
Our Facebook page. And just leave us a message there,
okay.
And we'll contact you. Or else you can just simply show up at lunch.
Just show up.
Yep.
Okay. Hills Church.
Hills
Tuesdays.
Church. Noon. Tuesdays. Noon.
Okay.
Be there.
There you go. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to see you. Mike Lewis, Jack Fortner, my guests here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.